قل يا أهل الكتاب تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم ألا نعبد إلا الله ولا نشرك به شيئا ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا أربابا من دون الله فإن تولوا فقولوا اشهدوا بأننا مسلمون.
Say, people of the book, come to a word common between us and you, that we shall serve none but Allah and shall associate none with Him in His divinity, and that some of us will not take others as lords other than Allah. And if they turn away from accepting this call, tell them, bear witness that we are the ones who have submitted ourselves exclusively to Allah.
يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لِمَ تُحَاجُّونَ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَتِ التَّوْرَاةُ وَالْإِنْجِيلُ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ
People of the book, why do you dispute with us about Abraham? Peace be upon him. Even though the Torah and the Gospel were not revealed until after his time, do you not understand?
Ha antum ha'ula'i hajajtum fima lakum bihi ilmun falima tuhajjuna fima laysa lakum bihi ilm. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ
Behold, you are those who have severely disputed concerning matters of which you have knowledge. Why are you now disputing concerning matters that you know nothing about? Allah knows it, whereas you do not know.
ما كان إبراهيم يهوديا ولا نصرانيا ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين
Abraham, peace be upon him, was neither a Jew nor a Christian. He was a Muslim, wholly devoted to God. And he certainly was not amongst those who associate others with Allah. In his divinity. He was a Muslim, wholly devoted to God. The word Hanif denotes someone who turns his face away from all other directions in order to follow one particular course. We have tried to convey this sense through the expression, a Muslim wholly devoted to God.
إن أولى الناس بإبراهيم للذين اتبعوه وهذا النبي والذين آمنوا والله ولي المؤمنين
Surely, the people who have the best claim to affiliation with Abraham, peace be upon him, are those who followed him in the past. And presently, this prophet and those who believe in him, Allah is the guardian of those who truly believe.
وَدَّتْ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يُضِلُّونَكُمْ وَمَا يُضِلُّونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ
A party of the people of the book would fain lead you astray, whereas in truth they lead none astray except themselves, but that they do not realize it.
Ya ahla al-kitab lima takfurun bi ayati Allahi wa antum tashhadun.
People of the book, why do you reject the signs of Allah? Even though you yourselves witness them. Another rendering of this could be, and you yourselves bear witness to Muhammad's prophethood, peace be upon him. However it is translated, the sense remains the same. In fact, the impeccable purity of the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, the astounding impact of his teachings and training on the lives of his companions, and the loftiness of the teachings of the Quran all constituted such illustrious signs of God that it was very difficult for anyone conversant with the lives of the prophets and the tenor of divine scriptures to doubt Muhammad's prophethood, peace be upon him.
يا أهل الكتاب لم تلبسون الحق بالباطل وتكتمون الحق وأنتم تعلمون.
People of the book, why do you confound the truth with falsehood? And why do you conceal the truth knowingly?